Radio Pulpit, 657 AM.
Hello, family. Welcome to another series of Dr. Bill Price and Refilio on their adventures in companionship. I hope. Drum rolls!
Bravo!
And the crowd screams, yeah! Welcome, family. Welcome. And today we're tackling another topic. Dr. Bill Price, you may take over.
Thank you so much. So, when you pay attention to any relationship, any companionship, this, the dynamic, the DNA, the dance between two people, at some stage, there's a few things that you have to interject into this relationship. And if it doesn't, then it's going to be a misfit, and it's not going to grow in continuity. It's also not going to grow in balance. And we do need to introduce these things, these criteria, into the relationship. So, Refiri, do you enjoy being challenged?
I don't really enjoy it, but I love the rewards of it.
How do you know when you're being challenged by someone?
When I'm uncomfortable, and it's something that that makes me feel very different. Okay. And my first response is usually to attack or try to cover myself.
But like then defend.
Defend, yes. Yeah. But then sometimes I'm aware of it and I stop myself. But then there are days where I'm just so quick to defend and protect and make it seem like, no, there's nothing wrong. However, in a later stage, when I think about it, I realize that this is actually, or when something similar happens again, because they already pointed out something. So now I'm aware. So when it happens again, now it becomes like something that's thought provoking now. So it's either I tackle the challenge, I see that this is actually an issue, I work on it, or I ignore it. But when you work on it, when you see that, okay, this is an area that I need to improve on, this is an area that can actually make me a better person, then the rewards are amazing.
When you are confronted, do you feel the difference between being confronted and challenged?
I think in the tone that the person uses. That's okay. Where I'm able to tell that, okay, like, this one is bringing more of trying to make me feel like I am incompetent more of, and maybe I'm being selfish or I'm not considerate in another way. So I think that's where, that's like the tone that the person uses, even the attitude that comes with the tone of it. Are you being harsh? Are you being judgmental? Are you, like, what kind of tone are you using when, like, you know, pointing out something? Yeah.
And you're so right when you talk about the fact of tone of voice. Some people say things with the right tone of voice, and their facial features look as if they're attacking you.
Yeah.
Or some people will talk to you with a facial feature that looks as calm as everything, but their tone is like evil poison. You can just go, yuck, this is like not a good thing that I'm hearing here now. But the three words that I'd like to draw to our attention today to think around, the one word is provoke, the other word is challenge, and the other word is confront. Whenever you have read about any good, decent, powerful, life-changing, world-impacting relationship, there has always been these three elements present. And the sentence that sometimes introduces these three elements is the sentence, I disagree. And you are allowed to say those words in any relationship. You can go, I beg to differ. I disagree with what you've just said. And I'd like you to give me an opportunity to share with you my insight in terms of what it is that I'm saying as to what it is that I'm disagreeing with. So the word provoke is a very interesting word. It's a word that's found in Scripture, and it is used in the book of Hebrews, and it's Hebrews chapter 10, verse 24, and the New International Version reads, "And let us consider how we can provoke or spur one another on toward love and good deeds." The English Standard Version uses the word stir, so we've got spur and provoke, then we've got stir. Then the Berean Bible says stirring up. Then the King James uses the word provoke to love and good works. And then the others are encourage. The New American Bible says the same word for provoke means encourage. The NASB Bible says stimulate. So does the Amplified Bible. How we may encourage one another. And then the Christian Standard Bible says, let's be concerned about one another in order to promote love and good works. So provoking is about stirring up, encouraging. The word challenge is a word where I give you an opportunity to think about doing something different or doing something differently, to learn something new or to become something different or unique or better. The word confront is not a bad word. The word confront means Jesus, Yeshua, confronted Peter. So when Peter had denied him three times, Jesus confronted him. And then he came afterwards, and after the resurrection came back to Peter, and he said to him, and he confronted Peter by using three questions. Do you love me? And he asked the question three times. Do you love me? Do you love me? Do you love me? And for the three times that Peter denied him, and Peter was doing exactly the same thing as Judas. He denied Christ as well. But the difference between Peter and Judas was that Peter responded differently, and he repented, and he sorted himself out, and he learned from it. So Yeshua Christ confronted the scribes and the Pharisees many, many times, going, you say this, you say that, this is what you believe, this is what I believe. Confrontation is looking at things from different sides, but let's look at the thing. Let's put the thing on the table. So to provoke, challenge, and confront means let's be aware and let's put the subject now on the table. And it's about being able to look at how do I challenge a person positively? How do I work with someone and help people with a positive approach and a positive attitude?
Yeah.
So the way that you challenge constructively is that you tell the person up front, may I challenge you? It's an invitation, not I'm going to challenge you now. That's different to may I challenge you. So you respect the person as who they are. You respect the person, number one, that they've been created in the image of God. You respect the person that they have the image of God imprinted on them. You respect the person because they are unique, and you respect the person because they are and have the image of God very clearly, indelibly imprinted on them, no matter who they are. So I don't care what sin category you come up with now. Whoever a person is, they are those three things, besides the sin category that other people have given them. So to overcome and challenge someone is to help with, it's with a mindset. It's with a, I wake up every morning that I say I'm going to have a positive attitude, And I'm going to help people to be positive, and I'm going to help people to change their mindsets. So in coaching, I'm constantly working with people in terms of challenging the way that they're thinking and asking this question. So if you're thinking this way all the time, what are you getting out of it? What are you getting out of it by being so negative and so ugly and so, in Afrikaans, kortaf? So constructive challenging requires that I respect people while allowing myself to be confident in my point of view.
Yeah.
So it's a mutual respect. I've got a point of view. I'm allowed to have it. Don't come and tell me I'm not allowed to have it. I can remember being in a charismatic church once where you weren't even allowed to use the word sick. I've got a cold. No, you can't say the word cold. Never admit that you're sick, because now you know you're bringing negativity and we'll cut that off and we'll do this and all that. And I'm going, so what must I now say? I'm going, no, you've already got the symptoms of a cold. You don't have a cold, you've already got the symptoms. I'm going, what's the difference between having the symptoms and having the cold? And you have churches that have got what we call church speak. And when you become a member, you're going to have to learn how to do their church speak. There are certain things you're not allowed to say, certain things you're not allowed to do, because it's according to their rules. So it's no longer salvation by Christ alone. It's now salvation by Christ and our rules. And my advice to you is, be careful, be alert and awake, and don't stay long there. In the reality is, how do I overcome people? How do I challenge people to be open to provoking and challenge and confronting? So you need to learn to do it in a natural way. It needs to be not regular, but every now and again you've got to confront the person going, how is it? How come it's that way? And the first thing I would suggest is acknowledge that I need to change in this way. Acknowledge that I need to stir myself up. I need to encourage myself to do this thing differently. The second thing I need to do when being confronted or provoked or challenged is that I must face my fears. I must go to, you know what? I am now being challenged by my wife, by my daughter, by my son, by my friend. And you know what? I do those things. So open myself to it and going, yes, I do need to face this. And I do need to think of doing it differently.
Yeah.
And sometimes I ask them, could you give me some insight as to how you've done it in your life, rather than you telling me how you think I should do it? So be careful how you ask people. Don't ask them to tell you how to do it. Just say, in your life, how have you overcome it? Tell me your story so I can understand and I can pick up the train of thought of how I can. And then try and be flexible and open to change and be part of that change. Communicate and reduce the stress and anxiety that you got by coming up with a plan and going, you know what, I'm going to allow this thing to shift in my life. The other thing is, don't be afraid to ask for help. So when I'm provoked, and it's about to love and good works, the objective is you provoke a person to love better and to do things better and to be better.
Yeah.
You're not challenging or confronting or provoking a person just for the sake of belittling them and let them feel that that was a hiding. You're doing it for the sake of love, and love sometimes is very strong. And love sometimes says, you really do need to change in this way, and you really need to pay attention to it in that particular way. And then I want to encourage you, when you're provoked, it's the best time to get in touch with your real feelings and get in touch with your real thoughts. Because then when you are in touch with your feelings and with your thoughts, honesty is the best time for truth. So when you're feeling I'm being provoked, the emotion that you have at that moment is you need to be honest with that feeling, going, you know what I'm feeling now? I'm feeling angry. And what is it about it that's making me angry? And you discover truth and you discover reality as you are open to those feelings in those moments.
Yeah.
The other thing is accept support. Open yourself to the support of others and that they are doing it. When you read Rabbi Paul, when he's writing letters to them and he's going, guys, the Philippians, they gave even when they didn't have. That was provoking people to give. Going, guys, these people gave even when they didn't have. So he's like saying, come on, guys, I'm sure you guys can give even if it's something small. It's about helping and being helped. And the way that I challenge someone is to, first of all, look for the potential in others and call it out. Going, you know what, Rafilwe, I think that you really have much more potential than you think you have in terms of speaking to young women in South Africa. And I really want to challenge you to broaden your thinking around how you impact them other than the radio and other than WhatsApp.
Yeah.
Can you sense how I challenged you there?
Yeah.
I'm going, so absolutely. I called out your potential because I know that's what you do. I'm not being general. I'm going, come on, Rafilwe, you can do better than that when it comes to young women. Come on, you can. And the other reason why you challenge people is to push them out of complacency.
Yeah.
You're going, hold on a minute. I think you are in a comfort zone here. I think I've heard this story that you're doing this for so many years. Could you please tell me when last have you evolved? When last has your thinking evolved? And when last, and another way to challenge a person is to go, could you think of a time that you failed when you were trying to do this? And then ask the question, so what did you learn out of that failure? And do you think that you're at the same place now where you were when you failed? So in helping people to change, you help them to overcome those things that are and could be obstacles within their life. And then another thing we do to provoke and challenge and confront a person is we help to take out of their way the stuff that's holding them back. We help them overcome the obstacles. Going, so Rafilwe, what do you need to do? How do you need to think differently if on the one hand, on the right-hand side of the picture, you draw all the faces of the young ladies that you want to impact, and those faces represent the end result. After I've impacted them, they are full of life, they've got the joy of God, they know God, they're in love with the Lord,
yeah.
They are conquering, they're winners. Where you are now, on the left-hand side of the page, what do you still need to do to get them there on the right-hand side of the page? And then we talk that through together. So challenge is about helping to investigate together and to open up together rather than being a voice of confrontation or being a presence of challenge or just a presence to provoke. So in your companionship, if you're not provoked by this radio, if you're not provoked by these, I love Dr. John MacArthur, and he says, my main job is to provoke sinners. I want them to feel uneasy. I want them to feel that they're under the judgment of God. They must know that they are a sinner, because you can't come to repentance until you admit that.
Yeah.
And he says, my job is to provoke the world. And he doesn't care what he says. He goes, I'm going to provoke you. You need to know. Fasten your seatbelt. Here we go. And so there's ways in doing it and methods in doing it, but I think it's important that to keep the relationship at a level of maturity and growth, let's stir one another. Let's encourage one another so that love and good works flow out of who we are.
Oh, thank you so much. That was definitely encouraging. This is Adventures in Companionship with Dr. Bill Price and myself, Rifilu. Remember, you can email him at inspired@drbillprice.com.
Come live the life at 657 AM. 657 AM.
If you need prayer, please send your request to prayer@radiopulpit.co.za or WhatsApp 067-429-7564 or go to Radio Pulpit website on www.radiopulpit.co.za.
It's good for you as our listener to know about Radio Pulpit's activities. Or do you need advice in an area of your life? Then why don't you log on to www.radiopulpit.co.za. Here you can talk to us, listen to us via live audio streaming, and there is also other reading material for the soul. What are you waiting for? Visit the Radio Pulpit website right now. www.radiopulpit.co.za. Radio Pulpit, your daily companion.
You and 657 AM and life, a winning team on the road to eternity.